Laura Carlson with Mission Network News. Seven people appeared in court Monday in Malatya on charges that they killed one German and two Turkish Christians. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton claims the prosecution seems more interested in the Christians' activities than evidence against the accused. Nettleton says the outcome could have a chilling effect on ministry.
If we put ourselves in their shoes and you see this trial going on, you know that three Christians were killed, and you see what very much appears to be a cover-up as part of this trial, obviously that's a concern. It leads to a feeling of not being protected by the Turkish government.
Elsewhere, Open Doors work in Kenya has not been disrupted by the post-election violence. However, the situation has Kenyans seeking help outside of the government. Open Doors reports that last week, worshippers in Nairobi held a prayer service to seek God during the unrest. More than 600 people have been killed since the elections, and 250,000 are displaced. Pray for the church in Kenya, that Christians will be an agent of peace and hope during the uncertainty. And over 90 churches and Christian institutions have been destroyed in Orissa, India. 700 Christian homes were demolished. The number of pastors and Christians killed is yet unknown. Bibles for the World's Rochunga Pujaiti believes the new anti-conversion laws mean this is just the beginning. Hindu extremists are lashing out because of the influx in Christian converts. There's a need for Bibles, says Pujaiti.
We just made a printing order of the Bible in Hindi, which a lot of people can read in Orissa. 100,000. And I would very much like to see that we distribute 1 million Gospel of John in their own language, Oriya.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Laura Carlson.